Well, this week's Seder Parshas Kisisa is certainly a Seder that's very rich in terms of its contents and storyline, as well as in terms of dinim and halachas. Nonetheless, this evening, this year will not be Minyan of the Sidra, but rather Minyan of the Oma. At the end, maybe we'll have a brief connection to the fact that the Shabbos is the Shabbos Parshas Para. But I want to focus on a Gemara in Pesachim Da'avod Mid'Alef, right in that time, right now, having just celebrated Purim, two days ago. So the Gemara on Da'avod Mid'Alef in Pesachim discusses somebody who has to go away on a trip, and he's going to be leaving, and the question about Bedikas Chomis. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Farash, Vayotza B'Shaira, Kodem Shloshim Yom, Ein Zokuk L'Vayar. If somebody's going on a trip, Shaira literally means he's going away on a caravan. In other words, he's going for a long distance trip before Pesach. So if he goes away Kodem Shloshim Yom, earlier than 30 days before Pesach, then Ein Zokuk L'Vayar, he doesn't have to get rid of his Chomis and do Bedikas Chomis and so on before leaving, but Tok Shloshim Yom Zokuk L'Vayar. Within 30 days, he is required to. Rashi comments, Kodem Shloshim Yom LePesach, Ulekam Meforash, as we'll see in a second, Keneged Sheshoalim Behilchos HaPesach, Kodem HaPesach Shloshim Yom, Umeoz Chal Olav Yizoher B'Tzarchei HaPesach. Once you're within the 30-day time, 30 days before Pesach, so you're in the Pesach mode, and therefore you have to be concerned about halachas related to Pesach. And then the Gemara goes on, is he planning to come back? Is he not planning to come back? But anyway, that's the starting point of that discussion. If somebody's Yotze Bashar, and it comes up today also. Person, let's say they're going to Eretz Yisrael, so they're going to leave 2 weeks earlier, whatever it is, before Pesach. And so are you supposed to do Bedikas Chometz or not? So it's not such an uncommon situation. The Gemara then goes on, at the very bottom of the page, Rovman Aleph Mitzachim, it says, Hani Shloshim Yom, Maya Viditai, where does this 30 days idea come from? In other words, why did they fix it to be a 30-day requirement? Or it says, Kedetanya Sholin V'Dorshin V'Hilchos HaPesach Kodem HaPesach Shloshim Yom. This comes to teach us that we are required to Sholin V'Dorshin, which we'll translate right now as inquiring or looking into, asking, expounding, learning the dinim of Pesach before Pesach 30 days. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer Shtei Shabbosos. Shimon said, no, only 2 weeks before. You have this requirement of Sholin V'Dorshin of Hilchos Pesach. My time in the Tanakhama, what's the reason the Tanakhama is the Gemara continues on Rabbi Beis, Hare Moshe, Ome, B'Pesach, Rishon, Amazel, Ala Pesach, Sheni, Shenem, Rabbi Yasu, Ben Yisrael, Sapos, Rabbi Mardom, Parshas, Baal Osot. The Torah describes the following. We know, to go back actually to the Parsha before Baal Osot, we know that in the end of the Sedra Noso, the second half of the Sedra Noso describes that the Mishkan was completed on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, just about 2 weeks shy of a year following the original Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? They came out of Yetzias Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan. So then, it's a week later they had Kriyas Yamsuf, and then a few weeks after that they got the Torah, and there was a whole Maisa with the Ego, with the breaking of the Luchos, then Moshe getting the new Luchos, all that finished from Kippur. Anyway, then they spent some time building the Mishkan. So according to the simple reading of the Psukim, the Mishkan was completed and put into operation on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We'll read that next week, says in Rakha Pekudei, that the Mishkan was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So there's almost a full year after. So the Psukim described that there was a 12-day dedication ceremony. We know that because it's the laying for Hanukkah. So on the first day, the leader of the tribe of Yehuda came forward and he brought a series of karbanos on the hip of the tribe of Yehuda. The next day, Yisrael came, and the next day, the tribe of Zvul, and then all the 12 Shvatim, each one of the 12 days, the first 12 days of Nisan. That's why we don't say Tachanun, the first 12 days of Nisan, because of the celebration of the building of Mishkan. Some people have the minig to read at each the first 12 days of Nisan, at the end of Shachas, after the Shir Shoyom, to read over the Psukim for that particular day. Some places actually take out a Sefer Torah, but that's not so widespread around here. Many people, I do it myself, read it out of the Chumash, out of the Siddur, just to read that Nasi. Then there's a
Sefer Torah.
At the end.
Is there anything, if you want to do it for no good reason?
That's a question. Probably not, but here, there are places to do it. Yeshivas in Muncie does it, I heard. In other places, I
didn't do it.
Huh?
Right.
He does it, right. That's what I heard. Yeah.
So that's the same question Misha had with the
same same issues. The parsha is often the same issue. Right. So that's a question whether that's the right practice or not. But think Rabbi Frank talks about that too. But anyway, so that's it for Kriya Nasi. So we don't say Tachon on those 12 days. Then we're not saying Tachon after that because they're Pesach. And it's Pesach, so the post can say more than half the month already went by without Tachon. So we don't say Tachon the whole month. But anyway, so that's the story of the Nisim. So that was in the beginning of Nisan. Then the Torah describes that after this 12-day dedication party was over, so Moshe had to remind the people it's now time for Pesach. It was the 13th of Nisan. So Moshe said, that's the Pesach in Parshas Baloso, which the Gemara quotes here on the top of Vavmud Beis and Pesachim. And then a few people came forward and said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we're not able to bring the Korban Pesach because we're Tamei. Who exactly they were? So the Gemara has a discussion in the second parak of Sukkah. Some say that they were the people who were in charge of carrying the Aron of Yosef. You know, they were carrying the remains of Yosef and they took Adam Mitzrayim with them. So these people were Tamei. So they said, Loma Nigara, why should we lose out the opportunity to participate in the Korban Pesach? This is one of the places where it says Mefurish, Moshe Rabbeinu did not know the answer right away. There are four places in Mefurish, and then if we throw in the four places of this, and Nosochot, and the Megadef, and the Koshesh, and we also throw in Kalim Pogambo, so that's the fifth. But anyway, four places in Mefurish. So it says Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. So Kodesh Baruch Hu told him that these people have the opportunity to have a makeup date, right? And that's, of course, what we call Pesach Sheni. The Gemara sometimes calls Pesach Cotton. Exactly a month later, the 14th of Iyar, you observe, you bring the carbon Pesach. Not that you have to get rid of your chometz, you don't have to observe Pesach, but you have to bring a carbon Pesach and eat the matzah, and eat the morah, matzah, morahulu, etc. So when did Moshe Rabbeinu give this instruction? Exactly 30 days before. That's, he told him about Pesach Sheni 30 days before. So the Gemara says, and in other words, as Rashi explains, the Asherei, the Dorish Lahen Behilchas Pesach Hasheni, the Hainu Shloshim Yom Shuba Arba Sobir. He was saying exactly 30 days before. So that is extended to be the Mukher. In general, you learn the Halachas 30 days before. Rishon Gamliel says, no, Rishon Gamliel says, he says because Moshe on Rosh Chodesh, in the original Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, no, it's against the next wall, by the lockers. So, the original Yetzias Mitzrayim, they were told 2 weeks before, Chodesh HaZalachim, Rosh Chodesh, and that's what they were instructed concerning the laws of, Pesach. So, Memela, that was 2 weeks before, that's the sheet, oh, thank you. That was the sheet of Shin Gam Liel. Fine, so that's the mokka, that's the sugi in, thanks, that's the sugi, no, it should be over there. Oh. That's,
this is very schwach because he had to tell him about the Pesach.
Yes, for it. Yes,
about it. Okay. They are for Pesach
Rishon. Okay, so that's the Mokka. That's the Gemara Pesachim, the Avav, and Olav Avav Beis. Now, that's in terms of studying 30 days before. There is the Rishon here. We'll get to that. There is a sugi in Megillah, and actually it's mentioned in the Gemara in the very last daf of Megillah, the very last Gemara in Megillah, the lines all the way on daf line of days, and Megillah mentions it, but we'll quote it because that's what Rishonim deal with it. It's the last lines in Megillah, daf line of days and Aleph, but it's quoted also on daf Da'al and Aleph. There the Gemara says, the Gemara actually is talking about the following case. When Purim lands on Shabbos, that can't happen in terms of our calendar. We never have Purim on Shabbos, but the Shushan Purim in Yerushalayim can be on Shabbos. It was last year like that. So the Gemara says you don't read the Megillah when Purim lands on Shabbos because the same reason we don't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, we don't wave the Lulav and Esrog on Sukkot on Shabbos, and they carry. Same rule applies to Megillah. The Gemara discusses there an Indian that on Purim, Shacholios B'Shabbos, the Gemara says, Amram Shuvan Levi. There's a sandwiched in between two more famous dinim of Shuvan Levi that everybody expounds upon Purim Tan. The previous din is Rav Shimon Levi says Noshim Chayav Mikra Megillah, Dafenei Rosh Hanayz, and right after that is the Gemara we spoke about Chayav Adam Likros and Megillah Balayla Lashanos Vayom. The sandwich in between those two famous din of Rav Shimon Levi regarding Megillah is this other somewhat less famous din. Rav Shimon Levi Purim Shacholis B'Shabbos Shalom V'Darsh Minyanu Shalom. You can't read the Megillah, so you should learn the dinim of Megillah on that Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, "My Yer Purim, Afil Yontif Nami." That's not a unique din to Purim. Any Yontif. The Tanya Moshe Tiken Lahem LiYisrael Shusholin V'Dorshin Binyanu Shayom Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Okay, the Gemara says that's a general rule that on Yontif you should learn the din of that Yontif. On Pesach, Hilchos Pesach. On Shavuos, Hilchos Shavuos. On Sukkot, Hilchos Atzeres always means Shavuos in the language of Chazal, and Chag always means Sukkot. Huh?
Too late.
Alright, we have to discuss those laws, whatever. I mean, there's a whole discussion. Does it mean I got it up? Anyways, be that as it may, but most Rabbanim do that. Most shuls, the rabbi, let's say, between Mincha Meir, all year long, let's say he's learning a certain Mesech, that will come Yontif, so during the week of Yontif, he'll speak about matters relating to Yontif, won't go Vaiter in the, whatever his normal Seder is. That's because of this Gemara problem. So, Tosus says, here in Megillah, Dalam and Aleph, Ma'ir, Purim Yontif, Sham, nearly, Dachi Purusha, Ma'ir, Yapurim, Da'ain Dar Shom, Yikon Lachain, Shloshim Yom, Purim, there's no din to study 30 days before. Okay, and therefore, Mishum Hachi leaders Bo Bayom, I feel of Yantav, Darshin, and Sholshim Elephant, I feel of Hachi Darshin, Bo Bayom, Yantav. We do study 30 days before, even so, there's still a Chiyat to Darshin on that day, because it says, Vaidaber Moshe, Smoda Hashem, El Bnei Yisrael. How it works out the Kasha, but Tosus seems to learn that we're talking about a bona fide Chiyat. Tosus says, this is not a contradiction to our Gemara. Our Gemara, there's one din to study 30 days before, there's another din to study on the Yantav itself. And there's no stira. The Gemara Psachim is one din, studying 30 days before, and the Gemara in Megillah is another din. They're both correct. They're both relevant. That's how the Rosh writes as well, and the Tosfos HaRosh in Megillah daf the same daf dalam and olive my ear Purim Mivim Tomar. The olive Yontif Chomer Tvei, isn't Yontif more Chomer than Purim? The Harei Lamed Yom Nami Darshin Kodem. Okay, so he said, no, yes, on the Nehidah, like Gabi Yontif, he could chumash, the Darsh, me call Mokum, Yom Purim, Chomer, Yom Asa Yontif, through the Pesum and Nisa, all this. So the Gemara, he didn't even discuss what the relationship of Purim is to the other Yom Tov, why there should be this Chiyav. In any event, you see both from Tosfos and from the Rosh, that this is a bona fide Chiyav to learn 30 days before to begin showing the Darsh, me on a Chomer. They take the Gemara Psach at face value. And it appears that way from Rashi in a number of places. I'm just going to show you a couple of places in Rashi where Rashi also seems to say this. For example, the Gemara in Brochus on Daf Yud Zayin and Beis. So the Gemara has a question. Rashi has a slightly different gist. The Gemara says Yikara Daraisa. Rashi says Shivcha Daraisa trace in the Bishata Shal Nesofim Sham Yisrael Ba'ador Lishmo Behilchas HaPesach Midrash Rashi Ve'elo Lishmo Hilchas HaChag. It was a minute, it was a practice that people got together in Adar, as Rashi, in Adar, so that means more than 2 weeks before. It means it's still in Adar, within 30 days, probably talking about. In Adar to learn the laws of Pesach, and in Elul to hear the laws of Sukkot. So, Rashi there in Brochus Yidzan and Beis has a reference to this. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Zayin at the end of Amar Al, so Gemara discusses, what if you have to, never put the sign up, okay. Rashi in Rashi's not here, so we forgot. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah discusses how it's talking about declaring a leap year. How late can you declare? How late can you declare a leap year? So let's say they discover the reason they want to make a leap year. So if it's already late in Adar, huh? It's in the drawer, right in the Baruch Hashem. Okay, right in that drawer. So the Rashi there says in the very bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph in Rosh Hashanah, Osil Zulzula B'chomet Shekvar Min HaPurim Ve'elach Hischilu HaDarshanim Lidrosh B'Rabim Bilchas HaPesach. And therefore, Huskil Kua Shom L'Asos Pesach L'Sof Lamed Yom. V'im Yabru Beznes Hashanah Lo Yiskablu Divrei Sukhet Beznes Shom L'Lidchos HaPesach Shvar Shom Min HaDarshanim. The people are already psyched up for Pesach. The rabbis are already giving drashas about Pesach. And now all of a sudden they're going to go, by the way, it was a mistake. We're going to have a leap year. You can't do it, right? But again, you see from Rashi, leaving out the details of declaring the Shalom of Beret, nevertheless, you see from Rashi, it's already the practice. Shekvar min HaPurim Ve'elef, that's 30 days before. From Purim and on, the rabbis are already giving the drushes regarding Pesach. And finally, one other Rashi that's in Bava Kama, in a unusual place, but the Gemara there calls about something called Shabbos de Riglo. Some Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in Rosh in Bava Kama. Let's see if I can find it. Beriglo Boin Lishmoa Hilchos Haregel Kodem Haregel Lamed Yom. The practice was 30 days before people came to listen to the laws of Yom Tov. So you see from all these Rashi's we just mentioned, and from Tosus in Megillah, and from the Rosh in Megillah, that this seems to be, at least according to these, we've shown them a proper regular practice to follow to study these matters at this time of the year, 30 days before. The same thing appears in an earlier source, already from the time of the Gaonim and the Shultas of Rabbi Chai Gaon and the Shulta.
From the Gemara himself from alone.
Yeah.
The fact that the Gemara extrapolates from this din to the DNA Lukas Hamas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some sort of chalais as man of
I think that's the point. I think that's all Yeshama is saying.
It's not the Gemara, right?
Yeah, yeah, but the way they take it, but I'm saying you see them and took it seriously. They took it as a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah, like for Kutach, Yelassel was in 30 days.
Right, all.
Because
so they're all sorry. Okay, so there are a few of those, a few Mekars. The Shilta is.
That's one of the explanations of Chol Meosh Chodesh.
Right, Yochel Meosh Chodesh, right now, I've got it, yeah. So the, because of Chodesh Lachem, yeah. So in the Shultas also, in Shulta Ein Ches, the Rabbi Chai Gaon writes, Utlosin Yome Kame Pischa Darshin B'Mili Pischa, the Gittanya, Shom Yochos Pesach Korom Pesach Shoshim Yom. But that again appears in the Shultas. And finally, just about wrap up all these Rishonim, the Bahag.
But the Shultas is only Pesach.
Right, only answer by Pesach. The Bahag also writes in the beginning of, it's Simon Yud Aleph in the Bahag on Hilchos Pesach and Parakol Shoh he's talking, the second Parak of Pesach, of Pesachim, writes, Umikama Pescha betlosin yomi mi boil el Yisrael imigmar mili de Pescha. 30 days you have to learn the dinam of Pesach, vagmuri in Shibesa. You have to teach it to the family. You know, this is a real din. You got a chazer with the children, with the family. The Tanya, Shalom.
Shirim going on.
That's what's it. That's what all these, that's what they're saying.
Like,
yeah, no, come on, starting right after Purim.
Why isn't it?
But that's what it says according to all these Rishonim, quotes this Gemara, Pesachim Davav. And so you see a whole impressive list of sources. The Rokeach also writes at the beginning of Hilchos Pesach in Siman Reish Mem Dalet, also there's such a din. So we have many Rishonim who seem to say that this is the din. The Ran, however, in Megillah, on Daf Beis and Beis in the pages of the Rif, in Megillah raises the following question. He understands the Gemara in Megillah that he's commenting on is that Moshe Tikkun Amli Yisrael is Moshe instituted that you should study the dinim of the of Pesach on Pesach and Sukkot on Sukkot and so on. He says Moshe let's find it. Yeah, Komar Shesholin Umefarshin Chosein. Okay, that's what it means. You have to discuss and clarify the halachas. But ask the Ran, but isn't this a contradiction? The Gemara says you're supposed to study the laws of Pesach on Pesach, or the laws of Shavuos on Shavuos, the laws of Sukkot on Sukkot. So what is it? Is it 30 days before? Is it on? The Tosfos kind of glossed over it. There's both. Right? But the Ran sees it as a kasha. The Ran sees that this Gemara Megillah of Moshe Tikkun Yisrael, Chilchos Pesach B'Pesach, is a stickler steerer to the Gemara that says Shloshim Yom. So he has, Ha'u Inyon Achrina. The business of studying 30 days before is a different matter. The lavle meimar de mechayvin mehayzim ne lidros bilchas Pesach does not come to teach that there's a specific chiyuv to learn and to darshan hilchos Pesach. No, says the Ran. Ela lomar shahashoel bohem bebeis hamedrash ba'osu zman mikri shoel ki'inyan. It's a special din that if somebody comes to the Rav with a shilat within 30 days and it's a shilat on Pesach, that's called shoel ki'inyan. The Kaimalan Bishnei Tavidim Sholin Shim Echot Shol Kinyan Echot Shol Shalok Kinyan Shnis Kokin Tchilu Shol Kinyan. That's a Tosefta in Sanhedrin. I'll bring it, but you take more 40. You can look it up. Parag Zion Halacha. Hey, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Tosefta in Sanhedrin has a hierarchy. Let's say you have a Rav who's sitting, you know, in the Beis Medrash, and have all kinds of people coming to ask all kinds of questions. So who gets precedence? So usually, first come, first serve. But let's say one fellow coming, they're learning Bav Metzia. So a guy wants to ask a question Bav Metzia. There's someone else coming in here wants to ask just a question flew into his head about Hanukkah candle. Another guy's asking about Tzilin. Another guy's asking about Hilchos Pesach. So that's called Shoel Ke'inyon. You're asking about something that's Omer Al Perek. It says the Ran, within 30 days before Pesach, that Shiloh gets precedence. Now the guy wants to understand, Tosin and Bav Metzia, he can wait. It's not burning. It's not an emergency right now.
But that's okay. Only if you did not start.
So there are details within it. Right. But the real definition of shocking means that that's what they were learning, so you're asking about it. But the way the Iran applies it here, what the Iran is saying is that that's considered a timely question. The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, in Perkei Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah says there are seven midos of a chacham. the seven attributes of Talmud Chacham. So one of them is Yishoach Keinin. Knows how to ask the right question. Huh? Meshiv Kalach. Shoin Meshiv Kalach. That's one.
Meshiv Kalach.
Yeah. But the Yishoach Keinin to the Mirbar Tanur, it says on that statement, he gives this example, such as 30 days before Pesach. He asked him Shalach about Pesach. Now, truthfully, if a guy's interested about a question about Hanukkah, can say, you know, you can ask him. And, but it's not urgent right now. This is considered a timely question. But that's the point. So that's what the Ran says. The Gemara Pesachim is not coming to impose a particular chiyuv on anybody to spend time. And maybe that answers your question, Alex, to spend time learning Hilchos Pesach. It means that if a shaila comes up, that shaila takes precedence, considered a timely question.
I thought it was even more than that. I thought if the Rav is dealing with Bachman Sia and your question is
right,
on the he could blow you off.
That's what it means.
Come back to me in Hanukkah then. But
right.
If you're asking, even if he's teaching Bava Mitzvah now, he has to answer the question.
That's right. So that's the point. The point is that it's not coming, the Gemara is not coming, according to this Shita, to impose a particular chiyuv on me or you or anybody else, and now is the time to learn Hilchos Pesach. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. But that's not the chiyuv. The chiyuv is the Gemara of Shalom Adarsha means it's to answer Shilas. The Rashba, this is the Rashba.
The Gemara is talking about bigger chiddush, according to the Rashba. Even though it's only within the show, it's Kovea and Indian of Deep.
Right. The Gemara in the Rashba and Megillah, this is in the Mosar of Quick edition, not in the regular edition of the Rashba, says the same issue basically. Ani shamati dahi the lamed yom lishol velo lidrosh and afkamin lo so shani tamar chacham shol beinin meishu kalach and so on lomar shein or shol beolam el beinin aroy bosses man the kevin shu samach shol shum yom lepesach harei nichnas besoch manach shol pesach v'chol shol behen minyan lepesach shol beinin and he brings the gemara no shabein and so on like we said and he says v'chein nira lekamen atosef he quotes a tosef I'll read it from the Rashba but the tosef in Megillah paragimel the end of Alach Beis he has to have the lush in there listen carefully shol in hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres b'Atzeres, Os Chag b'Chag, b'Beis Havad, Shol in Hilchos HaPesach, called on the Pesach Lamed Yom. Where the Tosefta formulated the Beis Havad, that's the base where the Rabbanim met, the Beis HaMedrash. There, where the Rabbi sat, the office of the Beis Din or whatever. The Beis Havad, there is where you have the din of Shol in Hilchos Pesach, called on the Pesach Lamed Yom. That's the Lashon of the Tosefta in Megillah, Perek Gimel, the end of Halacha Beis. So the Rashba quotes, that's a riot to what we're saying. It's not a general din. The general din you learn, that's incumbent upon everybody, Hilchos Pesach, Bit Pesach, etc. But the idea of 30 days before, that's a special din, the Beis Havad, that the Rabbanim have to be ready to answer those questions. Should people come within 30 days, those questions take precedence over other questions, and because they stick in this idea of the Beis Havad, so this is the Rashba's riot to that position. And finally, the Ritva. Also has the Shita, Ritva again in the same Sugya in Megillah, Daf Dalad. The Ritva has the same points. Basically, I'm not going to read the whole thing, except to say at the end, he says, Mikpi Mori Neru B'Shem Rabba Rabbeinu HaGadol. Sounds like he's quoting the Rashba, the name of Ramban. So now we have, we're saying this whole Lamda. So now we have Lamaisa, the Ran, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Pastor Ramban. So again, we have a heavy-duty group of Rishonim on this side too. Before we quoted Rashi and Tosus and the Rosh and the Shultas and the Bahag, and now we have another equally, not my place to rank, but it's certainly an impressive list of Rishonim who say, no, it's got nothing to do with any personal chiyuv to have special shiurim, like you said before, everyone should get together. That's not what it means. It means a technical point. That's the position of these Rishonim. The truth of the matter is, it's mashma that way from the Rishalmi, because the Yerushalmi in Pesachim, we read before from the Bava, the Yerushalmi in Pesachim is the Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, on Daf Beis and Beis. So the Yerushalmi, Daf Beis and Beis, yeah. So the Yerushalmi also says, Sholin, Sholin Bilchus Pesach, Hilchus Atzeres, Bilchus Pesach, Hilchus Atzeres, Batzeres, Hilchus HaBechak, Bebeis Havad, same lesson like the Sefer, Bebeis Havad, in the Beis Medrash, then Sholin Kodom Lushol Shem Yom. And the Mepharshim and the Yerushalmi make a point of that. Beis Habad, Beis Hamedrash. The Korban Eidah says, Sholem Kodom Shol Shom, Lamed Yom Korom Pesach, In Shol, Shnei Talmidim, Dva Halacha, Echor Minyoni Pesach, Vashem Shol Minyon Acher, Nizkokim, Azesh Shol, Hukos Pesach, Habar Echil Shol, Dover Beito. Yes, something that's all made out of Perek right now. That's how the regular Yerushalmi, the regular Mepharshim on the Yerushalmi learn the thing. Moshe says a similar thing. So in Mela, you have this, at least a little bit of a stickle riot from the Yerushalmi this way. From the Yerushalmi this way as well. So basically, we have machlokas rishonim. So how do we pass in halacha? What do we say? What do we assume is the response?
No, the machloket is whether you have to start.
Is there an inyan of you and me? But
always responding.
Yeah, right. 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 That's the question.
Or a chiyuv on all the klalim.
Right, or just on the rabbanon case.
I don't think.
See, there are many, Moshe's lashon is shalom bilchus pesach pesach. On Pesach, that he writes is kol echad v'echad b'veso. That's every Jew in his own home.
The Shittas
of Yerushalmi makes sense. Har v'veso medrash lomo, that's shalom kodom lamed yom. So that's, you know, yeah.
Which means that there's really no machloket. It's not machloket.
Well, the question is there it's machlokes, is there a chiv on an individual? To do what? 30 days before.
To dwell into the subject.
Right.
It's only the common sense. Yeah, can you come to Pesach without knowing this is overwhelming?
Okay. Right. So that you're talking about practically speaking, it makes good sense.
No, I think that's
the point.
That's what I'm getting to in a second.
The one is very elementary, and the other one is kind of a little chiddush.
But is it right? Is it a chiyuv? Is the question? That's, you know. It's interesting. I mean, Eli made the point before. The Balatanya, the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Sinai Tov Lamed Vav, the Din of Harash B'Yam, he writes, Hayotze in Beis Olir, Acheres Kodom Pesach, V'dayt V'sol Lachzol Beis Ad Lachar Pesach, right, the guy's going to wait for Pesach, not coming back, Osha Dayt V'sol Lachzol, oh, never come back, whatever. So he says, that Kishmagiz, Imujotze B'sol Lamed Yom, Lifnei Pesach, Kevan, Shesholim, V'darsh V'chus Pesach, Chal Ala Lizor, L'Kaim Kol Mitzvah Sachonim. Since it's already, it makes that linkage, which is like the Pashup Shalom Gemara. The link, since it's already a time that people are showing the Darshan Milchus at Pesach, which he doesn't tip off right now what that means, he can go either way, but that, therefore it's a requirement to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs of the Chum relating to Pesach. So how do we pass him? So it's interesting, the Rambam never mentions this din. The Rambam does not mention either the din of either way. He doesn't say Sholin the Darshan Shloshim Yom Kodom Achag, and he doesn't say that you have to study things. The Rambam doesn't mention either thing.
What about Anyan?
He does mention. So let's see. So the Rambam, what he does mention, before I get to that, what the Rambam does mention in Hilchos, in other words, we're trying, so where does the Rambam hold? So it would appear to me, anyway, that the Rambam holds like the Ran in that group. Because what the Rambam does pass in Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Tes, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Tes, the Rambam does say, HaMeforesh B'Yam, someone's going overseas. Vayotze b'shayra is getting on a caravan, traveling somewhere. Tok shloshim yom zakuk livdo. Kodem shloshim enotzorach livdo. Okay, the Rambam does paskin. The Rambam does paskin like that. Then it matters what his mind is to come back or not. So the Rambam does say that 30-day period is already, like I said before, somehow chalos, almost a paper. That the Rambam does paskin. Now, in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Ches, the Rambam paskins like this other din, saying, Shnayim Sheshalu, Shal Echad Kinyan, V'Shal Echad Shalo Kinyan, is Kokin Linyan. The Rambam paskins like that din too. There are two questions. One, so if you put those two Rambams together, so now we understand the Rambam doesn't need to mention, as soon as he holds like the Ram, the Rambam doesn't need to mention Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah again, that the din is if someone asks a Shaila about Pesach, that Shaila takes precedent. Because he's already established about the guy who's traveling away from or leaving home, that within 30 days, he has to do Bezika. Earlier than 30 days, he doesn't. I'm already set up that 30 days is the realm of Pesach. So then you can just apply the Din Hilchos Talmud Torah. There's no reason for him to repeat it. So it seems to me that the Rambam would agree with the Ran, the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Ramban, and so on, according to that view. Now, as for Elias, the other, the Rambam does bring in Hilchos Tefillah, in Perek, I'll give him a second, in Hilchos Tefillah, in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Ches, the Rambam mentions in general that b'sholim v'darshin binyano shalyom b'chol moed or moed. On each yontif, that then he does bring. Because he's talking about the laning, you know, that when it's the Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, so he starts halacha, mafsikin l'modos, you don't continue with the regular parshavu, you read whatever it is. So it's talk today that. He says, sholim v'darshin binyano shalyom b'chol moed or moed. Could be a Hilchos yontif, I'm not sure, but I found it here. So, memela, yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, the Hilchos HaTorah, the Rambam says specifically, Pesach, or Rambam just says
Kinyan, because
Kinyan can mean
Bava
Kama or something like that.
No, Kinyan, but you're right. So in general that is, but what I'm saying is, he doesn't, you're right, he doesn't specify Pesach at all. What I'm saying for the mere fact,
Kinyan means
the drash of the rabbi.
No, what I'm saying
is, after the landing, that's Kinyan.
No, the fact that the Rambam didn't say it.
Why did the rabbi just have to
say it? Oh,
minal the drash of the rabbi after the landing, from the Rambam.
Right.
But it should not be on the New York Times. It should be on the Pesach.
I think so too. Yeah, I think that's very legal. Anyway, no, so I'm just saying, you put the two Rambam together, you understand why you didn't have to mention again the Chacham Salat. Right, exactly. But for the Sanz Rambam, he agrees with the Rambam, having established in 30 days already in the Getter Gantus, and you put together the general din that he said earlier, so then it's all like
that. What would he have said, though?
No, so then he should have specified that Cholim and Darshim, everybody, there's a Shalom, should have said something, there's a Chiyah, everybody to begin learning 30 days before, like Rashi and Toz, like the Shilta says, like the Baha'i says. Right, that's, I think.
Relied on
what he said already. Now, there is a third, so those are two principal sheet. There's actually a third sheet, Tosus raises the kasha in Avodah Zorah on Daf Hamad Beis. Tosus raises the question. Tosus, do a maschal, thank you. Tosus says, on the kasha you'll see another position. He says, Vatan Shom Bichos Pesach, Gemara has it there too. The Afal Pi Shegam Ato, with Ayin Shein Karban, Sholin Bichos Pesach Kodim Lamed Yom, Mikomokom Iker HaTakona Ala Karban Niskeno. Tosian Avodah Zarah says this whole din, the origin of this din of 30 days before, had to do with getting ready to bring the Korban Pesach, the din Korban Pesach. Kedomar time per kamen Pesachim, shari novi omid be Pesach Rishon, umazir al Pesach Sheni. Tosian Avodah Zarah understands that even though Tosian admits that there's still some chiv now, but Tosian says the surprising comment that Ikar HaTakon, I'm guessing what it means is, not just, you have to make sure that it had no mum, you had to, because you know there's certain requirements that it has certain blemishes, not eligible for Korban Pesach, and you had to get people together, you know, like if families got together, who are the Nimna, you know, who was assigned to this Korban. There were a lot of preparations that related to the Korban Pesach. So according to this Tosus, the whole Takana, thank you, the whole Takana related to the bringing the Korban Pesach, and in fact, for that reason, the Maharil, as we've mentioned many
that
times,
that was the Bahag, that it's after by Pesach.
That's only by Pesach, right. That has to do with the Korban Pesach. And the Maharil mentions Mefurish when he quotes this din of Shoshim Yom Kodom of Pesach. The Maharil, they write, V'Amar Mari Segal, that's the Maharil, Tahainu Dafke Bizman HaKarbonos Levaker Achar Mumin. That's only, the whole din was only in those days when you had to get the animal ready for the Korban Pesach. So this third sheet, so to speak, is that there's no Chiyah really at all. The whole thing is, was only at least the principal Takana had to do with Korban Pesach. So again, Lamaisa, how do we paskin? So in the Shulchan Aruch we read the following. This is an Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Chof Tes, the very first Siv, appropriately enough, in Hilchos Pesach. And the Chava writes, Tov Chof Tes Aleph, Sholim Hilchos Pesach, Kodom HaPesach, Shloshim Yom. Chava Paskins, you ask questions about Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Let's just take on the Chava. So it's interesting, the Chok Yaakov and others point out, he changed the language a little bit, because the way we had it was Sholim V'Dorshim. The Mechaber just writes, Shol and Bilchus Pesach. It can't always be Medayik and the Mechaber, but the suggestion here is the Mechaber is passing like the Ran and those other Rishonim. It's an Indian of Sholem. It's an Indian of questions. Right? That's how the Chok Yaakov understands the Cotton Olive. He says that the Lahochi lo nakad loshen, and not that, but he says, Lahochi, first of all, he says, the drisha that was when they had the carbon. But some quote. But now it's only an Indian of Shol, and if a question comes up, then you have to answer that question first. That's the Chok Yaakov on the spot. It's a cotton olive.
So you're saying that Maker didn't have like this, then it is
yeah.
Now it's like,
but now it becomes Shol like the Ran. But the idea that anybody, you and I and everybody else have a chiyuv, everybody doesn't say. That's how they understand the Mechaber, yeah.
But the Gemara, which mentions this halacha, was after the Korban. And it wasn't talking specifically about.
You're right. It's a horror that the Gemara.
I don't think it's a problem. You know, it's still an Indian.
Is it a leftover Indian? That's right. The thing. But you could say like this. You could say that the Gemara's main point. Let's go back. The Gemara's main point there was to tell you the din about someone traveling away. The Gemara was saying because you see from the halacha of 30 days before, that's already called Pesach season. You know, so that's how you could say it. The Mishnah Berurah, I'm not going to read it into the Mishnah, the long Bir Halacha, the very first Bir Halacha in Hilchos Pesach, the long Bir Halacha, where he says, the Torah said Sholem Darshim, and others had a Gir Sholem Sholem, does that make a difference? Not make a difference. And he quotes a lot of the, you know, Makar's I got the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the Rashis in those several places that I showed you, and he quotes the Bahag, and he quotes the Shiltas, and he quotes all these, and he also quotes the Ran, and he says at the end, you see, he thinks not like the Ran, he thinks the conclusion is, Das Haran Barashban Yechidoy name Keneged Kol Rishonim Anal. The Shabur's understanding is, never mind, there's really a din on everybody to learn. Okay? And then he asked, what about the Yerushalmi? Because the Yerushalmi's Mashmak, okay, that's the Yerushalmi, but the Bavli doesn't say the Beis Avad. Right? I mean, the Yerushalmi had a riot that said there's only din in the Beis Avad, the Beis Hamedrash. So Mishnah good, but could be that, the Lo Sfira Ochil Shas Dilon. Our Gemara doesn't hold like that, okay? And it's an Arichas in the Mishnah Berurah. At the end, he says, I'll call upon him, Beis Hamedrash, the Chaburas, okay, and certainly in the Batei Medrash and the Yeshivas, there's certainly a Chiyav,
That's
even the Beis Avad,
because
of Pei Moshe Luther,
That's what gave you the idea to give the Shir.
Can I? Oh, there you go. So we're Mekayim, this is the Din. So you have this Mishnah Berurah, again, it's a long Bir Halach, you can read through it, you can summarize all the Shitas, and he thinks, now, I don't know, he just mentions the Ran and the Rashbo. The truth is, if you throw in the Ramban, it lays a little more weight to say that they're Das Yechidoy, but still, he says there's more on the other side, and there's more Rishon on the other side. The other side wins. That there's really a Chi of, on everybody, these happy sounds, the Shilpas, the Bahag, which of course are older sources. So that's the Mishnah Berurah there. Now, it is interesting, and I bring the Rambam.
But does the Ran say Yevukinen exclusive? I mean, again, it's not necessarily...
He's not saying don't learn, he's saying...
No, of course not. No, as a matter of fact, that's what I want to say now. I want to say that point now, because we mentioned the Rambam doesn't quote that din. Okay, and I think that to the end, maybe that's what you were saying before, there may not be such a wide machlokas. In fact, the Rambam, who we said doesn't mention the din anywhere, he relies on what he said, and we said he holds like the Ran. Nevertheless, the Rambam, in at least two places that I came across, does mention the practice that people did already start learning Hilchos Pesach 30 days before. In Perek Ches of Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Hey, it comes up in a funny context. Sometimes a person decides to Mekadosh Ruan Al Tanai, and he says, I'm Menashe Tamar Chacham. Right? And then, is that a valid Tanai or not? So the Rambam writes as follows, Perek Ches of Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Hey, Al Menashe Tamar Talmud, Ein Omer Kibbenazah Ben Zoma, Ela Kol Shoshon Osa Dover Echa B'Talmud Av Omer, Afilu B'Hilchos HaChag, Shemelamden Osam B'Rabim, even if the guy knows that was with it, so the Rambam acknowledged that there were shiurim. He doesn't say when, just a samuch lachag.
That's not necessarily being indicted from Rashi.
Right, exactly. All those Rashi, so Rashi may be reporting the Matthias. That's what I'm trying to say. Maybe that's what you're saying. It's not a wide machokas necessarily. Maybe the Matthias was, even the Rambam, who we said before,
people have to know,
practically speaking, that's what you're saying before, practically speaking, there is this requirement. Also, I don't know if I brought the other Rambam, but in Hilchos, of all places, Hilchos Shela Pikadon, in Perak Beis Aloch Adal, the Rambam also makes mentions, because there's a din, when you lend something and the Baal is there, V'olavim, Shela B'Balav, called the Lomda Shasugi in the second part of Avakama. So anyway, if the Rebbe is there, so, and then it borrows something, that's the context. So there it says, when the Talmidim are coming to learn Hilchos Pesach, before Pesach, then it's considered the Rebbe is there, in terms of Shela B'Balav. So the technical points are not important to us, but again, the Rambam there as well mentions that din, or acknowledges that this was L'maisa, the practice. And it appears, I didn't bring it...
Someone, Mara's discussion is someone would borrow
his thing. Right, so is the Rebbe that considered Baal of Imo or not? So I don't want to go into the whole background now. Shela B'Balam in general is a very, very fascinating sugya. It's almost, in fact, I remember once coming across a Chuvin the Chavos Yoyer, who says that it's the one din in Choshen Mishnah, din Mamonis, a chok. Usually in din Mamonis, things are logical, and business law and so on, it makes sense, but here it's a funny din. If the Baal is with him, then you don't have to pay for damages that took place. I think it's the Chavos Yoyer. Oh, somebody says, one of our Chavos says it. I believe it's the Chavos Yoyer says it's a chok, Hilchos din Mamonis. But anyway, without going to the background of it, but Lamaisa, the Rambam brings it there as well. So you see in the Shulchan Aruch also in both places. Ebenezer, Simon Lamed Ches, Sifchav Zion, Choshen Mishpat, Simon Shin, Mem Vav, Sif Yud Gimel, mention his dinims in both places. You see already that even those who make quote-unquote paskin the other way in terms of the absolute chiyuv acknowledge that Lamaisa, the practice was that people did learn, and we said before, it's because you have to know. where does the din come from? So we said the din comes from Shalom and Darshim. There is actually a question, does that make it a Daraisa? I mean, the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk. So actually here we find an interesting thing. The Mishnah in Sukkah, this, you know, in Pesach it comes up, it becomes 30-day period, becomes relevant with regards to a person traveling in a Shalom and Darshim. With Sukkah, the Mishnah talks on Daf Tes in Sukkah about a Sukkah Yishana, but an old Sukkah that's older. Okay, and Rashi says Sukkah Shana, as the Gemara explains, Kishasah Kodim Lachag Shloshim Yom. He made the Sukkah 30 days when you didn't specify it's for Sukkah. It could be like a, what do you call it, a gazebo, a patio cover, whatever. So Beishamai Posen, so Rashi says the bow is Sukkah Lishma, Vizu Stam Nasez, Ve'ilu Tov Shloshim Lachag, Have Kevan, the Shol and Behilchas Achag, Kodim Lachag Shloshim Yom, Stam Osa Shem Chag Osa, Ava Kodim Shloshim Yom, Stam Alav Lachag. The guy made a sukkah, he didn't have in mind for sukkahs. If it's before 30 days, we have to assume there wasn't L'Shem sukkahs. If it's within 30 days, we assume it is L'Shem sukkahs. That's what Rashi says. So that 30-day issue becomes relevant. And Rashi specifically says here, because Shol and Behilchas Achag, so the one thing we see from Rashi is that it applies not only to Pesach, but to sukkahs as well. And the Ma'ar Shah in the Chidush Halachas here on that sukkah, in sukkah, different print. The Ma'ar Shah writes, here's Rashi, Kevin, the Shah Michael Chag, Kun Chag Lamed Yom, the Parakama the Psachim, the Ma'ar Shah says, here in Sukkah, the Ma'ar Shah points to the Gemara we started with in Psachim, Yalaf Lo Mikra, it's learned out of a Pesach, the Shah Michael Pesach, Kun Pesach Lamed Yom, the Epshe, the Alfina Hilchus Chag, Mi Pesach, and Sukkah is learned out from Pesach, the Shum Joshua, some kind of a Joshua. So what you see from the Ma'ar Shah also is that two things. First of all, it applies to Sukkah, and secondly, he seems to say it's Daraisa. In other words, they're dealing with an absolute chi of Daraisa. Other than that, is convinced back in the Shulchan Aruch, the Chok Yaakov and Sivkot and Beis, of Sun Tavchav Taz, he writes, Ruhu Adin Shah Yamim Tovin, this din of studying 30 days before, David has before, does apply 30 days before other Yamim Tovin, the Chain Askamas Achronim, the hard the Nakar Hashas who poskim Davka Gavi Pesach. Why is it mentioned Davka by Pesach? The Lo Shavtov, Yesh, the Lo Shayam Tovim. Nearly, Mishum the Vishar Yom Tovim Lav Dina Hu Rachman Haga Ba'almo. In other words, maybe by Pesach it's a Doraisa, and by the other Yom Tovim it's more of a minig, for a proper practice and so on. That's his suggestion. That's what they were knowing. Rechein Mashmal Sabach and others.
How do they
going to
explain that?
Why is 30 days the cutoff? I don't know. It's a good. I mean, the Rashi's right is a good guy. The Rashi seems to say, but that's the position of the Chok Yaakov. The Shulchan Aruch Arav, and maybe that's how I explain it, because the Shulchan Aruch Arav holds that the whole thing is Darbon. His loss in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach in Tav Kafes, Chachamim Arishonim Tiknu Bizman Shabes Mikdash Hayakayim Shiasilu Hadarshanim Lidrosh Berabim Hilchos Haregel Shalshim Olifne Haregel. So first of all, he paskins like the other Rishonim, like Rashi and Tosafot, what he said before, that it's to study, but he says, Chachamim Arishonim Tiknu.
That's very
popular. Okay. But the Highness informed Elohim Shalchos Pesach. No, but he says all of them. He says part of Takanas Chachamim. He says part of Takanas Chachamim is the Hainu should be Purim ve'elach Yidu Shulchus Pesach, and we chamishah be'ir ve'elach Yidu Shulchus Atzeres, and we yudal be'el ve'elach Yidu Shulchus Achag. Okay, so therefore he applies it to there. Now he writes in Halacha Gimel an interesting thing. It says Gimel over Doros Halolo. Nowadays, and this will answer your question, Alex. He seems to pass until your question before comes back up. If there's this Takanas Chachamim to be done, why don't we do it? So over Doros Halolo, she'ena chacham shomer l'tamid of halachas l'fi shakol kosev b'sefer. Everybody's got sarm, pamphlets and booklets and papers, that come home with all kinds of dinim, right? Then never the mitzvah call echad echad shiyum and hilchos aregel kodem aregel achi baki bem v'yeda ma'isa shayaset. That's an individual mitzvah. Right? Go on to bcbm.org and hear all the shiurim you want on Pesach. Not the rabbi's response anymore. We made the tapes now.
Everyone's
going to
agree that
we'll
respond by sukkah and zaraisa. So the fact that this takanam
yerabanan
is being called.
Yeah, no, I hear. It's a good. I didn't think of it. It's a good kasha. We have to think of it. Again, he's saying that the Gemara in sukkah is the way Rashi learns anyway.
Definitely. The atmosphere of the Chag.
No, but is that enough to say that it's...
Sure, the whole idea is you did it before, you did it for other reasons, but when you do it before the Chag...
No, you're saying why is the 30-day cutoff because of the Takana Darbana?
I'm not sure that the 30 days is sharp. You did it 2 months before, but you intended.
No, you intended it, okay, what if it's summer, though? That's the problem.
When people start to be prepared. I think the Ma'ar Shah himself says that the Shoalim V'Doshim, the Shloshim Yom Kodem is... The priority,
right?
And on Yom Tov itself is the obligation of the Rav.
Right, so that's the rabbi's obligation. Yeah, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav is not like that. He's saying that everybody's obligation is 30 days before. The reason that
came from the Pnei Moshe.
Yeah, who said that that's going to be Tamed, just letting the Shabur conclude. Right. Yeah, yeah. The Mishabur himself in Sivkot and Aleph writes, the Mishabur writes, Yesh Omrim Da'achiv Soshim Urak Be'Pesach. The Shabur says, some say it's only on Pesach. Why? Mishum Di'esh Ben Halachos Rabbos, because there's so many dinim. I remember I heard the Rav say,